This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And we're going to turn back to that conversation about Roland Burris. He's the man who was appointed by Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, to the Senate seat that is being vacated or has been vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. Now, yesterday, Burris tried to be seated in the Senate, but he was turned away. We turn to Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection right now to find out what is the next chapter in this ongoing saga. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So they turned him away. They said that he did not have the correct paperwork from the state of Illinois, which would include a signature by the Secretary of State. Does that appear to be valid? And what happens next?
Well, whether or not it's valid is going to be an issue for the parliamentarians and possibly the lawyers to decide. If it ever gets to that, what happens today, Adora, is Burris is scheduled to meet with Harry Reid, the majority leader, the man who ultimately makes the decisions, and, of course, Dick Durbin, who is not only the assistant majority leader, but the senior senator from Illinois. So they're going to meet presumably to negotiate, and it's unclear what a negotiation between these three gentlemen would look like.
Yeah, yeah, Reid exactly. Said, like, what are the options? Harry Reid initially, a couple of weeks ago, said there was no way the Senate was ever going to seat anyone appointed by Rod Blagojevich, given the allegations of corruption against him right now, particularly trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat.
Right, and you're right. Reid has said he'll never be seated. So Reid could say, Mr. Burris, we all love you. You'll never be seated as long as Blagojevich is nominated. You know, he did say over the weekend that if the lieutenant governor nominates Roland Burris, if Blagojevich does step down or is impeached, and the lieutenant governor nominates Roland Burris, then that's fine. Trying to make the point that Burris isn't the issue, Blagojevich is the issue. So he could reiterate that point of view, encourage the governor to step down and you'll be fine.
But having said that, though, Todd, also over the weekend, Senator Reid indicated that perhaps there was some room for negotiations, and I think that was basically part of the quote.
Well, he did, you're right. And it's also, we should point out, Reid's options may be running thin here. Also remember that Dianne Feinstein of California, who's in charge of the Rules Committee, backed Burris's case yesterday, or seemed to, said that he seemed to be on solid legal footing. If a lot of Democrats start to trickle, make comments publicly that Burris has the right to be seated, then Harry Reid starts to run out of options. You know, another way to negotiate is to say, we'll seat you, but you agree not to run. You agree not to run in 2010. You know, Reid is allegedly concerned that Burris can't win statewide in Illinois, and he doesn't want to lose that seat. That's important to him to keep his numbers strong. So he could say, you can't run in 2010, or we'll seat you and stay a senator only for a year and then resign. You get privileges, you get, all of the things that come with being an ex-senator, but then we can put our person in who we want to run statewide, who has a better chance of winning. It's all very complicated. It's just a wild speculation, Adora. It is unclear what a negotiation between them would really look like.
Todd, we appreciate your honesty telling us that you were just wildly speculating on what's going to happen on Capitol Hill today.
I wish I could be in there.
Todd Zwillick, Capitol News Connection. Thanks.
Bye-bye.